This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Kirana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini, in New Delhi today. Both leaders would hold discussion on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. President Hermini will also meet President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Mr. Hermini, who is on a five-day visit to India and he arrived in New Delhi yesterday, and Union Minister Anupriya Patel received the visiting dignitary at the airport. Earlier, External Affairs Ministry informed that Seychelles President visited Chennai and Mumbai, where he met key stakeholders, including in the fields of governance, industry, coastal management and health sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with the students across the country in the second episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2026 this morning. The program is scheduled to be telecast at 10 a.m. across multiple platforms. With board exams around the corner, the interaction will focus on addressing exam stress, preparation strategies, time management, and helping students approach tests with confidence. The Prime Minister, in a social media post, said that this episode will feature exam warriors from Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu, Raipur in Chhattisgarh, Devmogra in Gujarat and Guwahati in Assam. The second episode of the 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha will be telecast on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's YouTube channel, Doordarshan and the Ministry of Education's social media platforms. The program will also be live on Waves OTT. India and Canada have agreed to formulate a shared work plan to guide cooperation on national security and law enforcement issues and to enable practical collaboration on respective priorities. The decision was taken during a meeting between National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his Canadian counterpart Natalie Druin in Ottawa on Saturday. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, yesterday sharing details of the meeting said that the two sides acknowledged the progress on initiatives aimed at supporting the safety and security of their countries and citizens. The ministry said it was agreed that each country would establish security and law enforcement liaison offices and that their respective agencies would build on working relationships. Japan Prime Minister Sanai Takaichi's ruling coalition registered landmark victory in the snap parliamentary elections held yesterday, paving the way for promised tax cuts and a stronger defense system. According to the country's public broadcaster, the coalition led by Ms. Takaichi's Liberal Democrat Party, LDP, has won 352 of 465 seats in Japan's House of Representatives. LDP alone secured a majority of 316, comfortably surpassing the 261-seat threshold for an absolute majority in the 465-member lower house, the more powerful chamber of Japan's parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated his Japanese counterpart Sanai Takaichi for her victory in the elections to the House of Representatives. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said the special strategic and global partnership between the two countries plays a vital role in enhancing global peace, stability and prosperity. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that Ms. Takaichi's able leadership will take India-Japan friendship to greater heights. Services clinched the 79th National Football Championship for the Santosh Trophy after edging past Kerala 1-0 in the final at Dhakua Khana Stadium in Assam yesterday. The victory secured Services their 8th Santosh Trophy title. The decisive goal came deep into extra time in the 109th minute when striker Abhishek Pawar finished calmly from a well-delivered cross by Shubham Rana. Kerala mounted sustained pressure in the closing stages, but captain and goalkeeper Gagandeep Singh organized the defense superbly to protect the narrow lead. And that is the end of this news bulletin.